couldn't see. And he would tell me of them, and I would believe him, because he had been to that inner dark place. He had known what I could not. And because I would have faith in his love, and only with that could I be whole. I know that I am strange. I knew this when sex was explained to me in gruesome detail by the kids outside of the classroom later that day. I knew this when I figured out I'd made a grave error in judgment. I fully knew it when the thought didn't go away, though. The gnawing hunger that reveals your stomach, the aches of muscles and phlegm in lungs, apparitions that remind you of your secret inward self, your face reversed, bones beneath skin. I could not forget these things, and I could not stop the little pick-pick of my fingers digging for it, as if beneath each freckle was an admittance to my humanity and an answer to my forever lack. It is my second self. It is my backwards-facing twin.
Julie, thank you so much for sharing your perspective with us. You have such a relatable experience for many women, and you communicate these experiences so beautifully.
Thank you so very much.
If you would like to read more from Julie Minnell, you can check out her website at www.juliemannell.com. That's juliemannell.com. Or check her out on Twitter at Julie Minnell.
Thank you so much, Cassandra.
Thank you so much.
The UBC Bike Rave is coming up. Join us for the 4th annual centennial edition of your favorite party on wheels on March 18th. Come with your bike, your friends, your glow sticks, your funkiest costumes, and raddest dance moves. Festivities start up at 7 p.m. in Kerner Plaza, with wheels up just around sunset. Get spoke!
Don't that feel real funky, y'all?
Does Discorder magazine summon Discord? Only the good kind. This month, we feature musicians and artists sifting through chaos to form distinct creative practices and personas. Flip through the pages of Discorder for Mass Marriage, Iceberg Ferg, Plazas, Phono Pony, the Jamie and Sarah Experience Project, and more. This month also features artwork by Aaron Moran, live show reviews of Julia Holter and Parquet Courts, and album reviews for You Say Party and Joe Past. We'd also like to thank our advertisers, Vancouver Theatre Sports, Vinyl Records, Rickshaw, Center for Digital Media, Dead Offensive Records, The Rio Theatre, Vinyl Records, LiveVan.com, and AMS Events. Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We'll be right back. Hello and welcome to some special programming on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Claire. I'm here with Dora and Amna, and we're here for International Women's Day.
Hey!
Today we're going to be talking about women on social media, and we're going to focus especially on Instagram. just to start us off, I'm going to ask a pretty broad question. So for Dora and Amna, how has social media changed social expectations and interactions for women? It's a huge thing that we use every single day.
Well, I would say for me, it hasn't even really changed things for me, just because I grew up with, you know, I grew up with like MySpace and Zynga even since I was like 10 or 11. And since then, you've been like learning to curate this image of yourself and use it as like a visual, like numerical quantitative data of your popularity status. So, but that's, yeah, the main thing I would say is that these kinds of social interactions and expectations have been put on women for all of time visually. But now with the internet age, and like access to putting your, and the ability to put your own image out there, it has made it more of a competition and something that you can be self-aware about, and you can either be, it can lead to a internet abuse or to, you know, like business savvy in a way, like mm-hmm. it can work to your advantage and against you at the same time. So I guess that's something that's different.
Yeah, you can definitely like curate your own personal aesthetic. Especially online, it's kind of impossible to be really genuine in a way, like on social media, because you're always very consciously choosing what you're posting.
Lots of selectivity. Yeah, for sure.
So how, like, I think that awareness creates an interesting thing. Like, do you guys like the idea of having a really specific aesthetic or online?
I kind of do, because, like, I don't know. I feel like as a person, I'm like, I have like a pretty strong personality. And then online, I get to kind of like tone it down a little bit, like if that makes sense. So like, I don't really post a lot. And when I do, it's just kind of like, oh, I thought this was cool. Like, oh, I'm trying to be funny. Which like is definitely like a method of curation. Like, I'm not like, I think about it and I like, I'm very selective about it. But like, I'm also like selectively kind of quieter and like a little less present, if that makes sense.
Definitely. And I think that awareness is important, because whether you like it or not, it's a public sphere. So you have to, like, you know, if you want to use it to your advantage or not let other people use it against you, you want to be able to selectively maybe keep some stuff to yourself and not put it out there for other people to have access to. Or, like, you know, you just present yourself in a certain way depending on what you're using it for, whether it is just a social thing or a business thing, I guess.
Something that I was like really struck by, when I graduated high school, a lot of people turned 18 and they all changed their Facebook name to like Jonathan Bryan. Like, they made it their first name and their last name. And their reasoning was like, for future employers, like then they won't know that it was me. Like, it'll be more anonymous. And I thought it was like, I had never really thought about it. I was like, oh, like, social media's out there. I'm using Facebook. I'm living my life. But, like, the internet is forever. And it's forever in, like, such a public way. Like, it's not going away. it's, like, not going away for anything. And it's, like, going to affect, like, not just social, but also, like, professional and, like, personal, family kind of stuff. Like, it's always there.
My hope is that by the time that we're trying to get real people careers, though, that everyone will have such trash on the internet that it won't matter. Because everyone will be out there.
Yeah, for sure. You'll just have a little less trash.
Yeah, and I'll just have like that small amount that matters.
Mm-hmm. Something that I like do think is like pretty interesting. I was watching a documentary recently, and they were this one woman was talking about how her grandmother had to, like, to get anything done, like, she had to, like, write letters or see them in person, and, like, how, like, it was so much more, she was kind of saying it was so much more impressive because like so much more effort went into actually contacting someone and actually like making the connections, which I like had never really thought about. Like, it's just like I just take it for granted that it's just like instantaneous. Like, if I want to email someone, I'll email them. I may have never met them, but like I like can contact them.
Yeah, it's that fast culture they always talk about with the kids. Yeah. Connections.
Yeah. Making connections.
Yeah. I think it's also interesting, like with that, to think like how now so many of us use social media and the internet like all the time, and we really like you were saying, we take it for granted. But it's interesting to think, I guess, how some people can be excluded from a lot if they're not using the internet.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Even if you maybe want to escape social media, it's still really hard to do that because you miss out on a lot.
Yeah,
I used to not have
Facebook.
In real life.
It's a different world now because I know what's happening with clubs and stuff. It's funny. And now I have social obligations that I didn't have before, too, though.
Yeah. That's really interesting because my friend recently decided to delete her Facebook, and she was like really into it, and there were like 2 weeks where she was like, oh, I'm not on Facebook anymore. And then like she created another account, like not under her name, and that like other people had the password to, and she was like, oh, it's a Facebook account that like other people can use, like it's like the non-Facebook user's Facebook account, which is a nice idea. But she's on it, she's still on it, like she posts like kind of consistently and like comment and like is act like has a presence still on Facebook, but it's just like not her.
Weird. So, just trying to get slip through like with an anonymity loophole or something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I just thought that was cool.
So today we're gonna focus on Instagram specifically. How is Instagram different from other platforms?
Well, I guess the focus, they're not very, you know, they're pretty blatant about it. It's just about the picture. You know, on your other platforms, you have this profile you can make. There's a lot more text. And with Instagram, the commenting and response is important. But everything, your whole profile is the photos that you take. And it's all in this square format. And it's kind of just like made for quick browsing. You know, you just scroll down, you do that same quick motion over and over and over again, you see so many images within maybe even just 20 seconds.
Yeah.
You know,
what I think makes it so like unique and like kind of central to the social media like conversation is that like it is like kind of like I think of like the three main social media platforms as Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. And Facebook, or not Facebook, Instagram is, like, a kind of a mesh of all of them. So, like, it's like Snapchat. You have the picture. It's quick, like, but then also, like, it stays there. Like, it's still, like, you still kind of have a profile that's, like, of you, like, created by you. And people, like, can interact with it and, like, leave comments and like it. I think the like kind of phenomenon is, like, it is like so integral to any conversation about social media. Because it's, like,
true.
An actual, like, like, it'd be so weird. You don't go around
value,
being like, I like this.
Value,
like,
yeah.
But
yes to this, no to that.
Yeah, which is, like, such, like, such, like, a strange. Yeah, and it's such, like, a strange way to be, like, but, like, it's so encoded and, like, normalized almost. And, like, because also you cannot like stuff. Like, you can just be, like, oh, like, if someone buys it, if someone gets a haircut, like, you're kind of socially obligated. You're going to be, like, not socially obligated, but, like, nice haircut. I noticed you got a haircut. It looks good. But you can, like, see it and then, like, choose to not say anything. Like, you can just not pretend, but, like, just, like, kind of ignore it. But you still have the information.
Yeah, I saw this funny headline the other day. Aussie model gets mad that she only got 14 likes or something and then just goes off. But, yeah.
It's powerful.
It's powerful.
It's very, people get very attached, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this leads well into our first song, which is by Moo, a local band. They're from here in Vancouver. The song is called Debauchery, and they say that this song is about how with social media, with being on the internet, we're always sort of have this big mirror looking back at ourselves. We're always thinking about our own image in that way.
Cool.
So here's Moo with Debauchery.
For their hearts. Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Hello, and welcome back to our episode for International Women's Day. Once again, I'm Claire.
I'm Amna.
And I am Dora.
We're broadcasting live from CITR 101.9, that is located in unceded Musqueam territory. And today we're talking about women on social media, and more specifically, women on Instagram. So when Dora and I were researching for this discussion, we Googled female Instagram accounts to see if we could find some cool women on Instagram. But sadly, we were disappointed by the internet because everything that came up was things like sexiest women on Instagram or 10 hottest female Instagram accounts.
There were so many lists. Mm-hmm. There were like an infinite number of lists. And that was it. That was like, and it was like best like sport things, like motivational Instagram accounts, which was like, that's great, like good for you, but like it's not just the body, like that's
but what do you think like that Google response says about how women are viewed online?
I guess the same thing that we learn from looking at the history of visual culture, just that in visual culture, like the woman's body is always this place of, you know, like you place all this desire on it, it becomes this object, and it's, you know, all for the male gaze. And I'm not saying that like you can't post a picture of yourself and it can't be empowering or anything, but it's just the fact that when you guys Googled that, all the lists that you were finding we're judging women based specifically on their body. It's just like a perpetuation of that. It's honestly nothing new. It's just this is the internet manifestation of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something that I kind of noticed was like how I did not expect for that to be it. Like I totally thought that there was going to be like best Starry like female eyed. Art. Like, yeah, just I was just like so like I was like, oh, like that, like why would that come up? Which really kind of led me to think about like internet bubbles and how like if in, or like bubbles and like in general, like if you are constantly surrounded by all this kind of content or social kind of like mentality, that like you are surprised and then also like don't even consider that's like something that's out there.
Yeah, like on Facebook and Instagram too, like based on the people you follow or things that you like, there are algorithms that will reinforce that for you. And it always like it's so easy online to feel like everyone is supporting your own point of view. And yeah, going out into the Google wilderness, it can be really revealing, I think, of that.
Yeah. That's also one of the things, though, that I think is so great about the internet. Before, people didn't have as much power over the kind of, you know, what's in print. You know, you don't have a choice. You're subjected to this advertising or whatever people decide to put in museums and galleries. But now with the internet, you can curate a bubble for you that is empowering to you or shows you the kind of images that have been missing. That's one thing I love about Instagram.
That's I like the self-curated internet bubble. I like
it's democratic.
Yeah. It's just like the internet is like such a great place for people to just like, it gives people the opportunity to put content out there that they never had before. Mm-hmm. And it's in the world, like, and as I was saying before, like, the internet's forever. You're putting it out there, you're making a decision to put it out there, and, like, people are gonna see it. Like, it may not be, like, huge amounts of people, but, like, someone's gonna, like, it's not, like, someone's gonna go out there and, like, see this thing that you did. And, like, that you created and decided to put up, which is so powerful.
Yeah, it makes everything so much more accessible.
For sure.
Along with like curating your own bubble, you also like, it's true that the internet gives people an opportunity to create their own content and put up images of themselves that they want to be there. They can choose the way to present themselves. And yeah, I think that leads into our next topic.
But it's also, that's, like, why it's so, like, kind of harmful and, like, dangerous, like, surprising when, like, someone bursts the bubble and, like, says something and you're, like, or, like, post something and you're, like, what? Like, what? Like, why is this even here? Like, I, like, did not expect it. And you're just kind of shocked, which is, like, kind of dangerous, like, for you and, like, dangerous putting stuff up on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it can also be kind of dangerous to put so much thought into the self that you are creating online and to think so much about your own aesthetic, that can be damaging as well.
For sure.
Yeah, there is like a hyper, like a magnifier on the image too with it that I guess, yeah, it's hard to be, I don't know, we have so much, it's a very image saturated culture we live in.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Do we want to go into our next song?
Sure. Let's do it. This is Ride and Round by Kelly
Uchis.
I've been pronouncing it like the most disgusting way you can mispronounce it for several weeks. So she's great. She's
Colombian American artist.
Yeah, I think she lived in like Virginia or
something.
Yeah,
I think she lived in DC.
Yeah.
And she's dope.
She's amazing. Obsessed. So enjoy Ride and Round.
You waiting? cool with it. You can't tell me shit, don't come and share your dialect. Riding around your city like the cops now. Cause there's no way that we're gonna stop now. Riding around in my car's low. What you waiting for? Feel like I hit the lotto. What you waiting for? I'm riding around in my girl's eye. What you waiting for? We're riding around just to get by. What the fuck you waiting for? Change on the counter at the grocery store, the bags I would arrange. Now his face is looking kind of flustered. He didn't know that I was my own hustler. Baby, understand, I don't need a man. Fuck me over, I'll fuck you worse than take off to Japan. He thought I couldn't cross the street without holding his hand. And that if he did his dirt, he'd get off with a reprimand. Riding around your city like the cops now.
Hey, this is 101.9 FM CITR. We are broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. I'm Amna.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Dora.
And this is the International Women's Day programming. Before the break, you just heard Riding Around by Caliuchis, and we were talking about Instagram and I guess just like the way it's changed, the way women can present themselves visually and the way it has drawn like unwanted and wanted attention. I don't know. Anybody else want to add to summarize?
I guess it's also like the power of social media now. Like it's just so pervasive in so many aspects of life. It's unavoidable. And like even if you aren't on it, like it's still there. It's still affecting you.
Yeah. And we had mentioned internet bubbles in the way with the internet, you have the choice of curating the images that surround you, and it'll, you know, reinforce these kinds of images and themes when you're on the internet. And that can be really dangerous, especially when your bubble gets burst. But one thing we want to talk about today is the positivity that's coming out of that on Instagram, specifically all these different women who are just kind of being themselves. How radical is that on Instagram? And instead of, you know, seeing the same type of person and being told this is the image of what a woman should be and, you know, having to react to that, you can choose to follow these people instead or in addition to that and diversify the images that you're seeing. And I guess it's just kind of this trend of body positivity and self-love that's going around that is good vibes.
And which is, like, only possible via the internet.
Yeah, because before it's just the people in power who could, you know, curate.
The patriarchy, if I may.
The people, the man.
Yeah, and also, like, I guess before the internet, newspapers and TV and all those things, like other forms of media that are being produced have a lot to do with like the money that's going into it and what will make money. And now, like, I guess that's still present on the internet, but there's a lot of normal people just
being like normal.
You and me, like having the opportunity to put their own stuff online. And I think it's more open in that way. Like, I guess there's more of an opportunity to like take power over your own image and like the things that you want to see.
Yeah, I guess some of the accounts I'm thinking of are like Paloma El Cesar, whose internet handle is Palomija, or Beto, and then Trust Me Daddy, which is Sanam Cindy, who was in Rihanna's Bitch Better Have My Money video after Rihanna just saw her account and saw how unique and badass she was and just DM'd her and was like, hey, will you be in my music video? She's a Desi woman who, you know, is, you know, all the women I mentioned are, you know, Thick Girls Club, shout out. And she likes to change up her look a lot and do really dramatic makeup. And I saw a video where she's talking about how makeup has been, you know, really healing for her because wearing it, she can, you know, if she doesn't, she's bored with her look, she can just change it up. And it somehow for her helped her like herself actually without makeup. And it's just kind of, it can be an empowering thing. People are always saying, oh, I like you natural, but why should you listen to what other people want you to look like? They expect you to look good, but they, you know, it has to be natural or whatever. So she's just, she's got this style that is very, a very cool fusion of cultures and is, I guess the like most, the coolest thing about accounts like this is their I don't give a fuck attitude. Like they'll post comments that people would call narcissistic under their photos, but you know, that's just loving yourself. You know, why should that be so out there for someone who doesn't fit the norm to love themselves? And it's neat. It's just empowering for other people to see images that were not represented so much before on the internet. I'm really down with this trend.
Mm-hmm. Me too. There, and like what's really striking me just like scrolling through these accounts is that they're all like so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like it's crazy. And like how they, like, this just, like, they would not have been appreciated. Like, these women would have, like, lived their lives. They would have been like, oh, wow, you look good, but, like, you're not skinny. Like, you're not kind of conforming to this standard that we've, like, created. And I think it's really great that the account you just mentioned, Trust Me Daddy, how she was kind of, like, what, like, using her, like, anything, like, available to her to create this person and to, like, really put herself out there and create this image where like she loves herself, you can love me too. Like it's not even just like a self-love thing, which is obviously so important, but also like a, if you don't love me, you should.
Yeah,
and like
totally.
Here's why.
Yeah, it's really, it's just, it's almost like, why didn't this exist before? It's so silly, you know. You see it and you're just like, oh, I shouldn't be admiring you for loving yourself. That's just, that makes sense, you know. Why don't I love myself like that? It's, yeah, I love it. I'm really excited for my little sister and all her friends who are on Instagram sometimes, because they get to be surrounded by this kind of stuff growing up, you know? They have a way more diverse range of images, I guess, of what, like, a woman can be.
Yeah, but children on Instagram is so scary.
It is also scary. This is true. Segway.
Well, just like I thought of my little sister one time. I was just, like, hanging with her, and I went to get something from the kitchen. I came back and she was like crying. I was like, oh, what's wrong? And she was like, this person who I don't know, I've never met, said something mean on a picture I posted on Instagram.
Oh, hater.
Yeah. And it was just like, and it was kind of like there's so much opportunity to be mean and to shame. So like, while it's like great that people are putting themselves out there, it takes so much. Like, it just shows how much courage you like really have to kind of just wade through all the stuff. And like
totally.
Hate, like hatefulness that's out there.
Yeah. And that's something that these women post about a lot is just, you know, I don't like need your, I didn't ask for your opinion.
Yeah.
I like how I look, and, you know, haters can leave the room.
Which is
nobody
so.
Nobody made you get on here, you know?
So lovely.
But yeah, it's kind of crazy to think that these kids are going to have to develop a different kind of armor earlier on to deal with that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you
definitely.
Know, it's harder when it's also in, on the internet, where you're kind of trying to create that community for yourself. And then, you, like you were saying earlier, Claire, like the bubble bursts sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. And talking about like young women or young or girls on Instagram, we all listened to a podcast with Nancy Jo Sales, who wrote the book American Girls, Social Media and the Secret Life of Teenagers. And she spent a lot of time in like junior high schools and high schools talking to girls about their experience on social media. And I was really struck by some of the stories that she had about, like, girls, like, getting messages from boys that they knew or didn't know, just saying, like, send nudes, and, like,
middle school girls.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like 12 and 13-year-olds.
And they don't know what to do.
Yeah, and, like, what I found, like, the biggest thing that I took out of that podcast was there's really no groundwork, there's no basis for these girls to, like, learn how to navigate these situations, because their parents and, like, their mentors, I guess, don't, like, they have no idea. It's not something they ever had to deal with. So that really, like, emphasized to me, like, how much can be taught, like, and should be taught, like, the young adult people helping young girls, because they have no safety net, and they're just like, well, I guess I'll send nudes, like, that's what, like, because,
yeah,
also, cause I feel
they're
like
threatened.
Yeah,
that's the
exactly
thing. It wasn't as simple as just saying no, you know, when you're that young and popularity is important and your reputation is everything. Somebody's threatening you, you don't know what to do. Sometimes you do send the nudes and you're so vulnerable.
Yeah. And the, like, using the internet, and, like, while we were kind of talking about before with the podcast, like, the ability to quantify, like, how much you are socializing and, like, engaging with this popular, like, ideal, I guess, is new. And, like, not the phenomenon of engaging with it and, like, status kind of being taken from participating in these kind of, I guess, events or phenomenon. But, like, being able to see, like, you have this many likes, you have this many followers, like, you're, like, apparently your Snap, like,
and
I didn't even know Snapchat
right
had, like, a thing.
It's a number.
Yeah.
Your Insta ratio, some people refer to it.
Yeah.
Followers versus following.
And it's so important. And it's so, like, in, like, too integral to just, like, you. And
yeah,
it's so new. And it's even something that, like, as, like, a young adult, I don't really think about. Like, I've had, like, oh, like, sure. I mean, I follow people.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess middle school is that age where, for girls, it becomes all about the way you look. And it's kind of scary to think that now it's, like, there's a very obvious, like, a number ranking that you can apply to that may, even I, like, we didn't grow up with that, with the likes and dislikes thing.
I guess, like, the closest thing we have is, like, MySpace top 8.
Oh, yeah.
True. Yeah. And even, I think, like, with Instagram and social media being more and more a part of our lives, or, and for young people as well, it like the way that you interact on social media can really affect the way that you interact in real life. Like, if you are commenting like, oh my god, I love the way that you look on someone's photo, like, people will see that and think, oh, like, they must be best friends. And yeah, I listened to another podcast, actually it was an episode of This American Life, where they talked about, like, how Instagram interactions can be used to create real life interactions or real life relationships. And
what do you mean by that?
Sort of what I was saying, like the way that you're commenting suggests a certain type of relationship.
Okay, I see. You can foster it.
Yeah,
virtually.
So, like, maybe if you, like, don't really know the person, but they're like, oh my god, so pretty, XOX, and you're like, oh, you care about me, we're gonna be friends now.
Yeah,
true, yeah, because you have that confidence, I guess, and the shield of the internet.
Yeah,
yeah,
internet shield.
Yeah.
Ugh. I think we're gonna play a song now.
What do you think, Dora?
I'm, like, pretty confident, like, 80% sure.
Okay.
40%
chance that it's already raining?
It's solid.
Okay.
This is Missy Elliott, featuring Method Man, Bring the Pain.
Oh, yeah.
So let's bring it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Are we on the air? Came to bring the pain, hardcore to the brain. Ooh, baby, what's your name? I love the way you're spitting the game. You made me change from thinking all guys the same. You the type of guy I want to marry in months. Got exactly what I want. And ain't no faking the funk. Your attitude is funk and you're making me crunk.
Come on.
Yes, it's real, baby. Got me so crazy. Light my fire dirty. Light
sorry. My poppy, I'm your mommy. I'm in your life to come and let you explore. Take you on a tour. The kind of guys that be talking that noise is the reason I ignore. And you the one I wanna take to meet mom. He's a rap superstar. I wanna be the one you like. I'm sure to do you right. Yes, it's real, baby. Yeah, I miss her.
Really real.
Let's chill.
Baby, pop an X pill.
How does sex feel?
Come and get your next thrill.
You the raw deal.
Yo, I'm saying if your man won't,
Mr. Meth will.
That's amore all day. Mind over matter, and my forte is foreplay. Sex on a platter, have it your way. Then who serve you everything on the menu and all that freak shit that you into? Sweet lady, you drive me half crazy. Maybe we can go half on a baby.
On a baby?
Papa got a brand new bag hidden in the stash of his brand new Jag. Lovely, kick your shoes off and get comfy. We can bump uglies if you ain't got your monthly. Yes, I like American Pie. Tell him M.I. crooked letter Y.
Yes, it's real, baby. Yeah, I miss so crazy. Like my fire dirty. Like the way you serve it. Still, you lay my body. Crunk just like a potty. Oh, you won't be sorry. My poppy, I'm your mommy. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-I-S-S-Y-I-M. Bang, bang, the boogie. I see you looking to bang out my nookie. You want my cookies, I bake for you rookies. Work hard to put me to bang, bang, to stick me. If you want my nookie, you got to come quickly. M-E-T-H-O-D, is you with me?
Mr. Meth,
is you with me?
The most powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities, on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
If only I could dream we could start again.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Hi, I'm Alec.
And I'm Graham of the Stumblers Inn.
You are listening to CITR.
Oh, Vancouver's best music. All right.
Hey, welcome back to International Women's Day programming here on CITR 101.9. This station is located on unceded Musqueam territory. Welcome back. It's me, Dora.
Me, Claire.
And I'm Amna.
And we're... Yay! And we're talking about social media, women on social media. I'm kind of focusing a little on Instagram, but we're a little all over the place, but in a really good and organized way.
It's always good with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The song that we just played was Bring the Pain by...
Yeah, that was Missy Elliott from the album Under Construction. Just felt like we gotta, you know, represent Missy because she's a trailblazer and she's still so relevant, which is, you know, she went off the map a little bit because she has Graves' disease, but back, if you go back and listen to her old stuff, I think one of the things that made her so special, like, not only was she a writer for so many amazing people, contributing intellectually and creatively, but when she did her own thing, she just kind of, she was so liberated like that. Like, that's what I think is so unique about her. She, you know, talks about all these things that men talk about all the same time, and it's not, you know, she talks about sexuality, but it's not a hyper-sexualized way. She's normalizing female sexuality, and I think that's so important. And, you know, just having a female voice, she just is good at what she does. Missy's important for so many reasons, so, yeah, glad so, she's back.
So true.
Well, yeah, back to the topic. Something we talked about earlier is, like, Instagram is a little bit unique because you're posting often, like, in a very personal way, just for most of your followers who are probably your friends, but also it can be, like, very public and anyone can see you. And I think we've probably all had the experience of, like, some weird account following you.
Dude, and sliding into those DMs with some weird requests.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, one page that you should all check out is there's a Tumblr called Thirstiest Men of Instagram, where they just, I guess, showcase and kind of make fun of these men who comment on photos, just really horrible things.
Forward is a word for it. Forward's not a good enough word for it, but, you know, yeah, that's just, the thirst is real in these comments, guys. I would really recommend that if you have an internet connection and want to laugh and, like, be horrified at the same time.
They're just like, what I find so funny about it is, like, they're saying all this stuff and it's like the most ridiculous thing, but, like, I don't know if they think they're, like, being smooth or something. Like, one of them was literally, like, a girl posted, like, a workout pic. He was like, I would lick the sweat off your crack. And I was like, how is that, like, cute? Like, how is that, like, a way to start a conversation with another person?
Yeah, it's like their thirst is so real. They know, like, they have no chance. So they're just going to say something reckless and let it be.
But what's scary, what I find, like, scariest about that is, like, maybe they, like, because they don't expect something, like, maybe they feel, like, free to finally, like, say what they, like, want to say.
Harassment.
Yeah, and it's just, like, so, like, so shocking.
Disturbing. Definitely. I mean, we could take turns reading them if you guys want to or not, if we want to protect people and their ears.
I've already said my favorite one, but okay. You guys, just say your favorite
your
one.
Favorite one. All right, Claire, you got one?
Yeah. This is one I thought was crazy. Someone commented, I don't know if you got a Kick or not. A Kick is, like, a messaging app that's usually known for sexting. So he says, I don't know if you got a Kick or not, but I just made one for you. And then he, like, puts the username and says the password is Dwea.
Which is so freaky.
Yeah, like, what?
Because it also means that, like, he's posting photos of her, like, on Kick. And, like, is creating this weird hypersexual person.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's also scary and harassy.
Absolutely, like,
there's this one that's pretty disturbing. It's not really my favorite. But on Melanie Iglesias' account, this guy goes, you are so hot. I just want to rape you in your fucking mouth. It's so messed up. So this is, like,
messed up.
That's one thing that's so bad about the internet. Just because somebody puts an image of themselves up there doesn't mean you have the right to say whatever you want about it. Like, that is not what that equates to. So that's one cool thing about this account, is that it's exposing that and kind of drawing attention to this practice that does not exist in our daily lives and can only... is being kind of like, yeah, it can only exist at this level and to this level of like ridiculousness and atrocity because of the internet. So, yeah.
And what I found
spotlight
was, like,
on that.
What I thought was, like, scariest, not scariest, but just, like, really troubling was, like, they were all, like, all the pictures were selfies. It was women being like, I look beautiful in this picture. I'm going to post this for people to see. And just, like, getting this response is just, like, such a negative reaction, I guess. But then also it's kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say it's, like, filling the purpose, because, like, obviously no one wants to get,
yeah, like,
harassed.
You can post a picture and expect you know, like hope for a positive reaction in some people who are kind of thirsty, but there's a lot of comments that cross the line, and that is not okay. And people can sometimes try to make the argument that you're subjecting yourself to that, but you know, what we should be arguing is that no, society should not be allowing that. Like, that should not be in our culture.
What, like, really this reminded me of was my friend recently posted a picture on Instagram that was, and her caption was so beautiful. It was like it was a selfie, and she basically was like, there's so much stuff out there where, like, a woman shouldn't post a selfie because that she's being narcissistic, but then if she doesn't post a selfie, then she's like,
it's not Madonna confident. And the whore complex.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, nothing's changed.
And she, like, the whole caption is just kind of like, you know what? I'm going to post this. I don't care what you say. Yeah. And it's a beautiful picture of her. And, like, that day, I posted a selfie as well because I was like, thank you.
Yeah,
I
am empowered. It's like they're mad that they don't have control over the image and
like,
can't make you feel bad.
It's something. And what's so weird is, like, you don't have a control over it. Like, people, you're putting it out there and, like, you have put thought into this and you've put it up and you're like, this is something that I want to be attached to, but people just take it and, like, the reaction you have no control over, and it's terrifying. And people do this willingly on a daily basis. Like, you just put it up, and it's just, like, such a strange paradox, I guess.
Yeah, it is a strange paradox. Like, why do we post selfies? Or, I mean, just personally, do you guys have an answer for that question?
I've only ever posted selfies if I'm like, I look good in this picture. You're welcome, world.
You're welcome, world.
Yeah.
Sharing myself with you. You'll thank me later. I don't usually post selfies just because I try to keep my social media presence to a minimum. I like to use it to communicate, but I obviously, like, now I'm starting to get more into it since I got a smartphone, and I love images. I'm really into art. So now, I guess if I do ever post a selfie, it's usually like throwback to this friend who I haven't seen in a while, or like, I don't know. I don't usually do it. Sometimes you kind of need an image of yourself sometimes if you're trying to network with people like who you don't know. Like, and I still have a Facebook, but I didn't have a picture on it for a while, and I was going to couch surf, and my friend was like, you know, you need to put a picture if you want people hosting you on their couch so they don't think you're a creep. So it's part of, it's making yourself more personable. And if you're trying to maybe advertise for something, like, I don't know, I'm selling stickers and t-shirts and stuff, so sometimes, you know, having a face there helps people want to get, like, take interest in what you're making, you know,
for sure.
Yeah. I really liked what you said, Dora, just to go back to that for a second, because I think in the past, like, people have said, like, oh, people who post selfies are just looking for validation. Like, they just want people to like the way they look. And I think it's, like, so the opposite for me, at least. Like posting a selfie means that I think I look good. And when I see people posting selfies, it's usually, I think, because they think they look good. And I love to see that. And I think it can be so about, like,
self-love. It's just more misogyny in the culture, you know, getting mad at people for posting images but expecting them to look good.
Yeah. Damn patriarchy.
Damn patriarchy.
I think that we are out of time now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're sorry about that, world. And you guys. We have one last song. Do you want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, this is a song by Fake Tears, which is another local band. I thought when you hear, you'll probably know why this song is fitting. It's kind of about humans and machines in an uncanny way. This is called Uncanny Valley by Fake Tears.
Oh, decreases when a lifelike appearance is approached, but not attained.